The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Josie Vigani is with us tonight. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
And Janet Wilson. Good evening to you, Janet.
Good evening.
Okay, your first reaction to what Mr. Robertson has been talking, saying there, Janet?
Stark, staring, raving mad is the first thought that comes to mind. 11,000... Mr. Robertson intimated was probably not enough. And if you look at the 11,000 per person, if you go on to David Farrer's blog on Kiwi Blog, he's saying that that means it's going to cost $38.4 billion a year to fund, which means that anyone who earns over $48,000 a year will pay 82% income tax.
Yeah, but it's more than that because they're going to keep some welfare. You've heard him say that. So it's a lot more than the 38, the 40 billion. Yeah. Anyway,
everyone gets a holiday.
Josie, where do you come from on this?
Well, I mean, good on them for coming up with new ideas. The problem with this is that I listened to the interview with Grant. The principle of it is really compelling, that you get rid of the welfare system, which isn't working. The generation's stuck on welfare. It's a poverty trap. If you're on a benefit, the incentive is not to take on part-time work because your benefit gets abated and you pay tax. So, you know, there's all sorts of problems in the existing system. We can all agree on that. But then when he doesn't go into detail, the reason this idea has been around not just for decades, as he said, but for centuries, actually. And the reason that it's never happened so far is that the devil's in the detail. And it's exactly what you questioned him on, Larry, that if you're going to start saying, yeah, well, women with more kids, solo mums with more kids obviously need more help because they can't live on $200 a week, then you start, it starts looking like a welfare system on top of a universal benefit. And that's a problem. What are you going to do with super? And Grant's right. Superannuation is a universal income. We already have it. It works really well. We have no geriatric poverty in New Zealand because of it. Are we going to get rid of that? Or is that going to be a top-up? You actually have to deal with the detail in order to sell the principle, because the reason it's never happened is that no one's been able to solve it.
Janet, I don't think you can sell the principle on this. This is a whole lot more costly than well.